Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
Today I'm in the mood for a confession, if you guys have that. No other evidence, no bodies, no suspect, just an empty confession.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. Dude, we're going back to the 90s.
We are. Our friend Chris brought this up to us a few weeks ago and just asked us if we had talked about it. And there's a reason we haven't, and that's because there's not a lot of details, but that's also what makes it perfect for True Crime To Go. So I'm excited to get into this one.
Absolutely. So Jamie, in the 90s, I mean, we were, I don't know, I was a middle schooler where you hadn't started high school yet by that point, had you?
Yeah, I graduated in 2001, so I spent some time in high school in the 90s, you know.
All right.
That's how I be.
My first year was 98, I think. So, I mean, do you remember the Howard Stern show? I was definitely not allowed to watch it, but there were still times where, you know, I would sneak and watch it.
Absolutely. He was the edgy host that, I mean, there were vulgar things, lots of profanities. He really found a home when Sirius Radio happened because it was less sanctioned than the actual airwaves. And he was a big deal, and I think still going. I think there's still stuff going on.
I think you're right. I remember Beetlejuice. Was that the little guy's name that would call in?
Oh, yeah.
He would be on the show
that
sometimes.
That was a character for sure.
Yeah. So, but there was something that was more sinister that happened on this show. So why don't you talk about that, man?
The year 1997. John was in middle school and I wasn't. Howard Stern was hosting another episode of his wildly popular radio show. Again, there was a lot of comedy. It was very chaotic. He had a lot of common callers, but also just a lot of unpredictable calls came in. A lot of prank calls came in, and a lot of times he would just play them and mess with people or go along with it. That was the draw of the Howard Stern show, is you never know what you're going to get today. On one particular episode, a call came through that actually wasn't funny. It didn't seem to be one of his stage gags, but it also hasn't been forgotten. It came up this spring and went viral again on TikTok, and it reminded, I think, a lot of us about it happening, because it was a story I was aware of a long time ago, but I really hadn't thought about in years.
Yeah, I hadn't seen this, and I'll be honest, my algorithm has not brought this one to my attention, so I still haven't seen the resurfaced footage on TikTok. But this one's wild, man. So this guy calls in, and he says that he has killed 12 women, and this wasn't a prank. This wasn't, you know, just a teenager being silly to get attention. This guy was cool, calm, and collected. He was confident, and he told us some pretty gruesome details about what he had done, and he said that he targeted sex workers. He bragged about having the power. He described the killings with a level of detail and emotional flatness that made even the host Howard Stern fall silent more than one time. So this clip is now resurfacing, and I'm going to have to look it up and watch this. But basically, Howard picks up. He's expecting a fan, a critic, usually something funny, but instead he hears a man say, "I've killed 12 women," and then Stern pauses because Clay doesn't sound drunk. He doesn't seem to be joking. He sounds very matter of fact, almost like he's calling in an order for pizza. And then Howard immediately pushes for more answers, asking why, why target these women, why kill?
And he responded with, "I think I just do it for the sense of power." Then Stern goes on to just start asking practical stuff. He wants to find out if this is a hoax. How can I trip this guy up? Where are you? How did you do it? How did you get away with it? And as it turns out, the guy had very serious answers. He never broke character if he was in character. He said he would approach the women. They might not be missing or reported missing right away. And it sounds like there was no, like, rage, no anger. He just enjoyed it, which I think is just as cold as anything else. Now, the clip has been edited to take out some of the details, but he does go into detail about how he kills them. And Stearns asks, well, why are you calling in to tell me this? Which I think, John, is a very relevant question. Why would you call to confess to something so awful on a radio show? And it was almost like he said, meh, and shrugged. He said, I just wanted to talk about it. Which, again, everything he says is so matter of fact that it's chilling, for real.
I mean, do you think that there were any possibilities that this was a hoax that that Stern kind of set up just to, you know, it's all about the numbers, right? If you can get something to seem insane, people start watching and talking about it, it's going to be good for your business. My feelings are, I think Howard Stern thinks this is a real call, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think, I don't think he set it up, because I think if he was going to set it up, there would have been either more of a payoff or more of a, I don't know, it would have been more details. It seemed too boring to be fake, but too interesting to ignore, if that makes sense. He went on to ask him if he was ever going to kill again, and he, again, just kind of matter-of-factly, probably. Like, it's super cold if this guy is for real. And as it turns out, investigators have, as far as we know, never looked into this.
That was a really weird way to say that and made me have hope. Yeah, investigators really, I mean, we don't know if there's ever been any investigation or if there's been an arrest made or if there's a guy out there, maybe goes by the name Clay, who has murdered at least 12 women and could be murdering still. This is insane. If it was real, then we may have heard live from a serial killer. And we know that they like the notoriety. They like hearing about their cases and feeling the power of being smarter than everyone else. So I think it is possible that this actually happened. And I wish that, you know, police were able to confirm that there have been an arrest made and 12 victims now have justice, but we don't have that.
We don't. And I mean, this is, again, 97. What kind of technology does this guy have to potentially, did he star 67 this? Could they check his number? What's the call in to the radio look like? Could they at least track the location? We don't know. I hope that they at least looked into it, because this was something that was so public. Like, it's like you did it on, I don't know, a major news network now. Like, everybody's going to see this. Even in 97, I think most people knew about it. So,
do you feel like there's a way to use AI and enter a prompt? Like, I need you to look at all major cities in the United States. Do not look at information past 1997. Were there any cities with 12 reported murders of sex workers?
Yeah.
Whose crimes remain unsolved?
Right.
Then no, start there.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, it's
I think what the police force needs are more nerds behind desks giving information to guys and gals who go out and bust down the doors. They need more intel.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the way it's going, to be honest with you. And I think not just police work, but everything. That's a whole other conversation. I think that actually sounds like a fantastic idea. So,
and you know, if there's ever been a, if we find a, you know, find someone online who has a voice that matches this caller. I mean, we have his voice recorded. Is there, you know, some kind of AI search that could find his voice on other YouTube videos? You know, maybe he's posted something else. Who knows?
Yeah. But
there's got to be a way to track this guy down if indeed it was legit.
Yeah, such a wild story. Even if it's not legit, it is interesting. I hope nobody's out there falsely confessing to this, because this as interesting as it was on Howard Stern in a lot of different settings could be of great concern. It could be threatening. It could be scary. So really hope it's not true. But if it is, I hope we catch this piece of crap.
Absolutely. Jamie, this was a good one. I mean, it was dark, but also entertaining.
There we go. That's how I live my life, John. We appreciate you guys so much. This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.